Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Will there be an LIRR strike this week? That was the million-dollar question, and within the last 2 hours, it was answered. The union reached out to the White House to intervene in a strike which could have jeopardized the ride home for about 300,000 residents. Marla Diamond following the negotiations and says relief just arrived.
The move by the unions means a strike wouldn't happen until May. Jim Lewis, the national vice president for the Locomotive Engineers Union, said they had the riders in mind.
This request by the unions is a first, but we need to move the contract disputes to a settlement and still support the riding public that supports us.
His is one of five LIRR unions pushing for 16% raises after the railroad's largest union accepted 9.5%. Jim Sokolowski is with the Signalman's Union.
This is not greedy. The MTA can afford it.
In a statement, an MTA spokesman said after months of radio silence, these outlier unions have finally admitted they weren't serious about negotiating. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Meantime, 1010 Winds went out. We were talking with folks who live along and depend upon the LIRR for business, transportation, you name it. And the response to this latest development, thank you, Lottie.
It's good news for both business owners near the Ronkonkoma train station and for commuters. Steve Cannon owns Boxcar Burgers.
For us, you know, it keeps us going. It keeps us, like I said, business as usual for us. I don't have to worry about, you know, who's going to walk in the door or who's not going to walk in the door. So now we can expect to have a normal standard day and have a good operation.
And this woman takes the train to get to her classes.
I'm honestly glad because I do have to take the train on Thursday to get to school. So I was actually glad that they're not striking.
Another person was dropping her friend off at the train. She had a smile on her face.
Thank God, just so the LIE doesn't have more traffic.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Ronkonkoma, Long Island.
Somebody said, hold that thought. Hopefully we don't have to go through this all over again next spring. Boy, oh boy, stay with 1010 Winds for any updates here on this latest. Well, imagine being unable to go to the bathroom for hours. This is what taxi drivers say they deal with on a daily basis. Their office is in their cars, and the federation that represents them wants the city council to let drivers park legally anywhere in the city for free for up to 30 minutes so they can go in and do their business, have a sandwich, use the bathroom, maybe say a little prayer or whatever. This driver spoke at today's hearing about her experience.
Drivers like me spend 10 to 12 hours behind the wheel. Most of the time, restaurants refuse us. Parks, they're too crowded, and they close very early. So what happens? Accidents. To avoid it, I dehydrate myself just to get through my shift.
That's crazy. A medical advisor to the Federation of Taxi Drivers also testified about the health consequences of depriving, you know, people from using the bathroom, saying the inability to use a restroom can cause infections, kidney disease, and in some cases lead to life-threatening conditions. So they're talking about it. We'll let you know how it goes. It took months for Governor Kathy Hochul to endorse Zohran Mamdani, even after he won the Democratic primary for mayor. Today, she explains she doesn't agree with everything he says or believes, but that she wants to work with him.
Yesterday, I endorsed Zohran Mamdani. I've made it very clear that we have differences, but I also believe that he brings a positivity that I believe our city needs at this time.
And at a campaign event today, Mamdani told Hochul, thank you.
Zohran Mamdani supporting Perrigo workers on the picket line.
Where do we work? Where do we work?
The Democratic mayoral nominee also welcomed Governor Kathy Hochul's endorsement, saying it's important for state and city government unity.
This attempt by management to already hire scabs showcases the lack of goodwill
at the heart of these negotiations and in fighting back against an authoritarian administration that seeks to tear apart the very fabric of this city.
Asked about President Trump calling him my little communist, Mamdani says it's clear Trump has a problem with the truth. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, the current mayor, Eric Adams, says he wasn't surprised by the governor's decision.
Losing the support of someone he's had a good public relationship with over the past few years doesn't seem to faze the mayor.
There are 8.5 million New Yorkers. The governor has one vote.
So does it change the landscape of the race, in his view?
It doesn't change the landscape. It's still about good old-fashioned, as my coach used to tell me, blocking and tackling. That's it, you know.
Adams appreciates that Hochul gave him a call before going public with her support of Mamdani.
We've done some great work together, the governor and I, bringing down crime to record levels, housing to record levels, education of our children outpacing the state.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Republican candidate, Curtis Lewa, put it this way. He says the worst governor in the country just endorsed the worst candidate for mayor. Winds family, we're going to have to take a bath in bleach after this election because the mud is flying on this. Boy, it's dirty. A person is in custody now following last night's incident in Corona. That's where two children were struck by a Honda Accord. The vehicle was allegedly speeding down 102nd Street towards Martens Avenue when the driver apparently lost control and crashed into a parked car in a residential building. The children were pinned under the Honda. They were both taken to a local hospital, listed in stable condition now. Charges against the driver are pending. And then car thieves targeting Toyota Highlanders in Washington Heights and Inwood now. The NYPD says there's been an increase in thefts in that area. The Highlander is often targeted because of vulnerabilities with its keyless ignition system. When they can't take the whole car, the thieves figure, oh, what the heck, let's just get the rims and the tires and make do. The 34th Precinct urging owners in zip codes 10033, 10034, and 40 to install anti-theft measures such as steering wheel locks and install third-party GPS tracking. An 89-year-old woman dead after being attacked at a rehab and nursing center in Coney Island.
Police are investigating after an incident at Seagate Rehab and Nursing Home in Coney Island. They say that a 95-year-old woman had an argument with an 89-year-old woman, both of them patients at the rehab. And that's when sources say the 95-year-old lost her temper and hit the 89-year-old woman with a heavy metal object. That 89-year-old woman was rushed to NYU Langone Brooklyn Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. So far, no charges have been filed, but police do confirm that this incident happened inside of the nursing home. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.